and just all that He does in our lives. And I think, let me kill this too. If we, the reality checks, everything that, I think when the Lord just shows me, and it's just special in my heart, and I know each of you, we've all had testimonies of praise and worship. We just want to give Him all the glory and know that He is in control. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning as we open up our service. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I know there are those that need healing, those that are touch. I know Sister Hux called this morning for prayer and for her. Help me. And Ms. Hux personally is going to immediate care today, or whatever you call the thing, too. So she's asking for prayer. So I know there are other situations. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees it. Yes, ma'am.
I thought you got prayer. Just thank everybody for their prayers. My brother-in-law, they pulled the life support off of him yesterday.
Yes.
His chief
down
this morning. Oh, praise God. He's
coming through. Oh, yes. Listen to his testimony. Praise God. Praise God. And also those that are traveling on able to be with us, those that are shut in. Brother Adam, would you open up our prayer this morning, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to You this morning, God, thanking You for this opportunity to be here in Your house and in Your presence. God, we just bring these requests before You this morning. God, You know the needs, and God, You know exactly what needs to happen in those lives and in those situations, God. And for everyone that raised their hand with an unspoken request, God, those requests may seem small sometimes to us, but God, we know that You care for us, and that even the small things that You do answer those prayers and provide where provision is needed. And God, I just give You glory today and thanks for this church and for each one that's here today to worship You, God. I pray that we'll be able to put aside all the cares of this life and just focus on You for this appointed time. And God, we just pray that You would anoint this service. God, that You would anoint those that sing and that play instruments. And God, the one that brings the word this morning, I pray that You would just speak to us, God, like only You can. And God, we give You praise and glory and honor, and we just love You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. While you're standing, turn in your hymnal, page 333, I'll Fly Away. I'm going to ask the praise team to mic up. 333. And also, while they're getting ready, hey, can you say Homecoming 2018? Welcome, everybody. I'll Fly Away. be seated if you can. Just praise God. Before we take up our offering this morning, I'm so excited about so many things that's happening in my personal life, how God will carry you through those long nights of not feeling the best and just strengthen you when needed. But also, I want y'all that are here, I know there's some folks that hadn't been here in a while. It's good to see you. Welcome to all our visitors, all our friends that haven't been here for a while. If you look around this chapel and you look around, the Lord has blessed us so much. He is with the beautification and all the things that's going on. There was nothing, I'm an old school, so there was nothing wrong in paneling, I don't think. But it has been taken, and it's just prettier than I ever thought it would be. And I just want to thank the Lord for that and all that He's doing. He has just continued to bless, and a lot of it comes through your love. And just keep us in your prayers, strengthen us. And for all you that I haven't had an opportunity to say good morning, it's good to see y'all. I'm kind of grinning down here. I got one crew here this morning, and I'm so blessed to have them. So it's kind of fun to see Miss Elaine fill up a pew. So praise the Lord. The rest of you too. We thank y'all. Her family. I don't mean it that bad. Praise God. Y'all quit getting it. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to take up our morning offering. I get a couple of ushers, please. I already had one of them. They're waiting on me. Huh? Praise God. Brother Terry, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please.
Father God, we come to you this morning. We praise your mighty name, God. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are here.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, God, that you touch and you move, open the ears and the hearts today, God, that we hear your word and be obedient thereof. We ask that you touch us all, Father God. We bless you for the fulfillment of your word. We pray, God, and Lord, that you be in your home and pray.
In anticipation of an even greater homecoming. And when we all get to heaven, what a day that is going to be. Well, welcome to First Pentecostal Church Homecoming 2018. My, how time does fly. Praise God. We're so happy to have each and every one of you, and we extend a cordial welcome for you to go next door, not right now, but a little bit later, and we're going to partake of the food. Amen. But first, we're going to partake of the spiritual food. We're just going to worship and praise the Lord. I hope you like singing. If you like singing, you're going to fit right in heaven. Because even if you don't carry a tune now, just wait. You will. You're going to be in that heavenly band. Amen. And you'll be able to sing. But the first order of business this morning, I don't even want to use it as order of business. The first privilege that we have this morning is the dedication of a precious little baby girl. Amen. That belongs to Justin and Allison Johnson, and her name is Haven Grace Johnson. So I'm going to ask the family if y'all would, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, whoever, if y'all would come up to the first bench or two here till the baby dedication is over, because you might have an opportunity to take a photo if you want to. So if you want to fill this bench up and over here, let's give them a hand as they come forward. This is a first, I believe. I believe this is my first opportunity to do a baby dedication on homecoming. What a better, no better time, I think, than to have all the family of God together. Amen. As we can, we get there. If we can't, we can put some over here. That's fine. I'm going to read a little scripture, and then I'm going to have the parents bring Haven. Right? Haven is what you, Haven forward. The Bible says that Hannah bare a son and called his name Samuel. And she brought him into the house of the Lord in Shiloh to Eli. And she said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition. Therefore I have granted him to the Lord, as long as he liveth." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. In the New Testament we read concerning the infant Christ, that when 8 days were fulfilled, they called his name Jesus. And they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And he received him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now let thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And his father and his mother were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him. And the child grew and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he was old, he will not depart from it. The Lord said, "I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and to do judgment. These words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." So Justin and Allison, if you would come forward this morning and bring Haven. Certainly this is a happy and significant occasion which brings us together. Just like Mary and Hannah of old, you've brought your child to the temple or to the church today to present her to the Lord. You have heard the invitation of the Master that says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." It is fitting that you should bring your child while the spell of her advent is still upon you. The mystery and wonder of this new life have brought you to stand reverently and thoughtfully before the Father of all, and have given you a new and compelling message of the dignity of life and the obligation of parenthood. The purpose of this service is to help you as parents to appreciate your obligation as to train your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that when she shall come to the age of responsibility, she will most naturally turn from the wrong and to the right and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God has a purpose for this child's life. I believe that with all of my heart. And to find that purpose and to live it out fully will mean success. To refuse or ignore it will mean failure, no matter how much worldly acclaim may come. Justin and Allison, it is your privilege and duty to guide your child in such a way as to make the will of God the greatest ambition of her life. To this task, you are called to consecrate yourselves today. And to this end, you dedicate your child to God in accordance with the purpose for which you have come. Will you respond to the following covenant? Do you as parents present your child before God in solemn dedication? Do you consecrate yourselves as parents to bring up your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Do you promise to instruct her in the teachings of Jesus Christ and in the practice of prayer and to guide her in the development of a Christ-like character? Do you promise to try to the best of your ability so to shape the home life of your child, both by family devotions and by your words, and certainly by your example, that she will at the proper age most naturally come to an open confession of Christ and into the fellowship of the service of the church? Inasmuch as you have promised before God and this people to dedicate your child to God and yourselves to the task of rearing her for God, I charge you to address yourselves faithfully to this sacred obligation with wisdom, patience, and devotion. And to this end, may the blessing of God rest upon you. Now, this is my opportunity to get to hold children. Some cooperate, some don't. And think, if you're put in the arms of a strange person here.
She's 11, so.
Jordan. It's precious. All eyes are on you, sweetheart. If y'all would join hands. Family, if y'all would wish to come and stand around this prayer of dedication, you're more than welcome to. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this family. We are thankful for their love. We are thankful, Lord, for what they're doing today. God, they've understood and realized that this precious baby, Lord, is a gift from you. Father, they have agreed to sanction this, their life, and to live for you and to bring this child up in a Christian atmosphere. Father, now it is our great honor and privilege, Lord, to dedicate little Faith to you and to your service. God, we don't know what you have in store for her, maybe many great things. But the main thing is that she will come to an open confession of Christ and accept Jesus as her Savior. Father, I pray that you would bless her. I pray, God, that you would give her success, that you would give her peace and happiness, God, as she grows. And Lord, I pray for this precious family to love them, to unite them in one mind and one accord as we endeavor to serve you. We dedicate her to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Precious. Y'all want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Y'all want a family one?
Yeah.
She's still looking at me. Great job. Justin. Well, praise God. Amen. All right. We're just going to worship the Lord in song this morning, as we have been doing for years at homecoming. And then at an appointed time, we will be going out to the Curtis Center, which is right next door. You can go at either exit, and it'll take you directly to the Curtis Center, which is our fellowship hall right next door. And we will be blessed. For all the food that has been presented this morning and prepared. We look forward to a wonderful time of fellowship. Right now, I believe the choir is going to be singing for us. So you just worship the Lord this morning. Amen.
Just
Gave me life, but in freedom. say to someone who feels like they've lost it all, over the edge with no one there to break the fall? And what do you say to someone who feels so unloved, giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough? What do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home and everything was out of their control? There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. Someone whose life is on the line, and they're unsure what happens after their last breath. And what do you say to someone who's only born abuse, and the walls they built to save themselves make so hard to hear the truth? What do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home? Everything is out of their control. There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus.
Sorrow greater than the grave. Has he been good to you this morning? Can you say amen for that? Amen. The song's called Say Amen. It's hard to see. So just be brave and follow where He leads. Greater is the One who's in us than He who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord. If there's anybody here who's found Him, say amen.
That's what His mercy did for me. How about you? Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love the Lord this morning? Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Amen. Give Him a great big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we're going to try to fill a request in just a moment. Down and out. Amen. We can always know and count on the Lord lifting us up. Amen. We're going to try to fill a request. Sister Lisa and Sister Penny's going to, I'm going to be accompanying them, I think, on a song. This is a congregational song.
Brother Micah, can you put "I'll Have a New Life" up there?
I mean, he's looking forward to that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. So in weakness, strength, and power, ready to live in paradise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope.
Glory, glory,
never
beneath
the earth.
Sad,
I'm in a
bring minimal strife.
Yes, praise the
Lord. In this life,
in this life,
I'm
in
a bind.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Free from every imperfection, evil and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new fire.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with Him forever, there will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new life.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope.
Before me,
never beneath the
heavens, and
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. He has raised in the righteous, my Savior, and to live in glory.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. For the finally morning, as proof of God shall sound,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Grace all burst in thanks and shadow, heavenly beauty won't out.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new
hope. Glory, glory, never fail. No more sorrow,
no more pain,
no more strife.
Yes, praise in the light, my strength is in the living glory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord,
I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope.
Glory, glory,
one, it won't hurt anymore. No more pain, no more sorrow, no sickness. Praise God, no more death. Man, we're just going to praise the Lord forever and ever.
Yes,
I'm going to ask the statements to come around now and sing for us tonight, this evening, rather. You pray for them.
that. Satan's coming out from all over the place. Love those statins. I praise the Lord for His mercy and grace. We're just getting set up just a little bit. Before I sing, I just wanted to say I love the Lord. Thank Him for His many blessings, two of which are on musical instruments or in a microphone today. As the Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart, and even he failed God. And that's what happens sometimes. We fail God. But as long as we can get back to Him, He'll see us through. Y'all worship as I sing on my way back. Not so long ago, I left here in search of a place to soothe my longing inside. Just a wandering soul, I was searching for ways to fulfill my burning desire. Looking back now, I realize the things of this world can never satisfy. No, I long to start over again. I must find my way back to the place I began. I'm on my way back, on my way home. The voice of forgiveness beckons me to been gone way too long. The pleasure of sin for a season has passed. It's been forgotten and gone. On my way back, I'm on my way home. Breaking my heart, I'm afraid and alone, but I know that somehow, soon I'll be making my way back to where I belong. I've heard that God's patience and love, it would pardon the sin I am so guilty of. And oh, I long to feel His tender embrace, restored back to God by His mercy and grace. On my way back, on my way home. us have awoken the Master. Disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, "Where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he heard your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master." Begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cry out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up. You prayed all night, but you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Now you're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Cause you prayed all night, you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
Go ahead, bro.
Give him a hand. Your cries have awoken the Master. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Tabitha, come.
We can work through it. I'm going to sing "Because He Lives." It doesn't matter what we face, because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen.
Get one for us and
Brother Jim, could you bring some music this morning? Could you do one for us after Brother Adam? All right. Amen. How many folks love the Lord this morning? Got any people love the Lord?
I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on this life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valley it's too wide. I'm down on my knees, and that's where I've learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Well, I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Well, Lord, I can't even walk without You holding in my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley it's too wide. I'm down on my knees, and that's where I have learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without You holding my hand. One Sunday I made Jesus my all and all, and from now on when I'm in trouble, on His name I call. And if I don't trust in Him, well, I'd be less of a man, because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley it's too wide. Well, I'm down on my knees, and that's where I have learned to stand. Because I can't even walk without You holding my hand. Well, Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. Mountains too high and this valley it's too wide, but I'm down on my knees, 'cause that's where I have learned to stand. And I can't even walk without You holding me.
can't even walk without holding my hand. Man, how true that is. Man. Lord, where would we be today without God? Hate to think about it. Hope you enjoy this song.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, "Make your choice." Then I entered the haven of rest. I ransomed my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest for the wild stormy in Jesus I'm saved evermore. I yield in myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the feathers fell off, and I anchored my soul in the haven of rest. Is my Lord. I ransomed my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide the tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I raise my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wide stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. In Jesus, I'm saved evermore.
The haven of rest.
He knows that it is a haven of rest. Sister Lindell, did you bring anything to sing today? Have you got something you can sing? Did you bring any music? Would you want to sing with the band? Don't have anything? Okay. All right. I tell you what, we're going to get the band to play something while Sister Lisa gets ready, and she's going to sing for us. And then we got one other request that we're going to try. If we ever found them. Did we find the words?
They may be in Sister Penny's piano bench.
Sister Penny's piano.
They may be.
Thank you. song, I Got More to Go to Heaven For? Maybe A?
A?
Tiss, 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 tiss. Tiss. Micah, can you turn it up a little? Micah, can you put up I Got More to Go to Heaven For?
Song that we did during the infamous Hicks presentation. Don't worry, it's sacred. It's Oh Come Angel Man. I'm going to have to hold the words. Is this the only words we got? Unless we got it on. If we got Oh Come Angel Man on the monitor. Y'all seen that commercial on television where the couple goes to the restaurant and they forgot their readers? They bring out their menus about that big. Thank you.
I'm singing the song I'm gonna
let's do a congregational, and after the congregational, we'll have prayer. Then we'll go over for our food, and we again invite each and every one of you to come and be with us this morning. If you didn't bring anything, that's fine. We're going to have plenty of food and wonderful time of fellowship. Let's do page number 92. Everybody stand. I think you can sing better when you stand up. Just a little talk with Jesus makes everything all right. Amen. Again, we're going to give you an opportunity to step out of your pew. Go shake hands with somebody in fellowship. Amen. You know, we need to get along down here because we sure going to get along over in heaven. So go shake somebody's hand, hug their neck, tell them how much you love them, and continue to sing this song. I believe it will be a blessing to you. Jesus is praying, you all today night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. We're just a little talk of Jesus makes it right. Let's have a little talk of Jesus. Tell him all about his trouble. He will give our pain his right. He'll answer by and by. The little bells are burning. Jesus makes it right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. Let's have a little talk.
God, praise God. If I could get everybody's attention, we're going to ask the blessing over the food, and then you can go out and just begin to get in line. The food has been prepared. We honestly want you to stay with us and eat. There's a lot of food out there, a lot of good times to fellowship. So we're just going to take our time. And in keeping that in mind, Trey asked me this morning, he said, Papa, are we going to have one church or two? And I said, we're going to have one church today. He said, aw. I said, well, I'll take you up there at 6 tonight and come back and get you when it's over if you want to go by yourself. But traditionally, we do not have evening service because we want to take as long to fellowship. And after everybody cleans up and after everybody's cooked, it's kind of a tiring thing. So we will not be having service tonight here at First Pentecostal Church. But you're welcome to stay as long as you want out there in fellowship with your family, your brothers and sisters in Christ, and hope that you came hungry. So we're going to ask the Lord's blessing now, then we'll be dismissed to go out to the Curtis Center, which is right next door. So let's all bow our heads. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how blessed we have been today. Father, we thank you for each and every one that's gathered here today. Thank you, Lord, for the baby dedication this morning, God. What a precious, precious life that is. And I pray, God, that you would continue to bless that family. Ask you to bless those who are sick. Some couldn't make it today. Some are in the hospital. Father, I pray, God, that you would meet that need and just minister healing into their bodies and protect those who are traveling today. Father, keep them safe. Father, we ask you to be with us now as we go to the fellowship hall. We ask you to bless the food that has been prepared. Bless it for the nourishments of our bodies and certainly our bodies for thy service. And we look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Let's go next door and have fellowship.